This is Twit.
Harmony introduced a new remote this week, the Harmony Express, which is distinctive in that if you take a look at the buttons on this, it is a vastly simplified control compared to what we're used to seeing from Harmony. You can see it there in that sophisticated. There it is. There's a remote right there.
Oh, wow.
So instead of having like an LCD screen and 22 buttons, they are, as you might guess, using Amazon Alexa to bring voice commands or voice control to your home theater experience. So it is an interesting device, in part because I'm very curious to see how it holds up under my beloved wife's scrutiny, because she hates Alexa and Google Home and anything else that talks back in the house, part one. And part two, because it's a little, it kind of takes some time to get used to. Scroll up, if you're watching the video, scroll up Kevin OneShot. The setup is really interesting right there, because first you punch in all of your devices, which, of course, because Harmony has this magnificent database of just about anything anyone's ever connected to a home theater or used in a home automation environment. But you essentially, you drag and drop those buttons you can kind of see on the screen to connect. Like, okay, my AVR is connected to my television, and then my Apple TV, my Roku, my Blu-ray player, my this, my that are connected to these different HDMI ports on my AVR. You know, I use my AVR, not a soundbar. You pick the different devices, and you sort of drag and drop the relationships, and then you have the ability to do things like call out what you are looking for. You know, turn on Apple TV, turn on Roku, you know, watch Netflix. And it's interesting. They made a bunch of what I think are really, really smart decisions. For example, you don't have to ask for Alexa. You press that big blue button in the middle, and then you respond to the tone. You basically hit the button, ask it a question, and you get, you know, you get the thing you asked for. So right there, it's nice because if you already have 32 different voice control devices in your house, you don't have to worry about every time you're watching television to have 17 different answers from around the room coming back at you, which I actually really appreciated. Because in the back of my room in the back of my garage has a ton of voice controlled stuff, and it's a small enough room where many devices will answer if I'm not careful. So, you know, you just saw this giant thought bubble collection of different commands you could run through it. You know, mute television, go to Netflix app, go to ESPN. It'll control your over the air tuner. It'll control just about everything, but it does not have a lot of the stuff we've kind of started taking for granted in the world of Harmony remotes. For example, you know, I might press, you know, the Blu-ray. I might want to launch my Blu-ray player, and I hit the button for the activity for that on my Harmony remote, and several things happen. Like my projector powers on, my screen turns down, my AVR gets turned to the right HDMI channel. And in that universe, on the more, you know, more sophisticated Harmony environments, you can do things like, you know, also have your lights dim and the curtains go down, right? And this is much more stripped down than that. Now, we don't know what they're going to add in the future, but right now it's a universal remote control that adds Alexa, but it doesn't have a lot of the extendability we've seen out of the remotes from Harmony. You know, I've spent at this point a few more days with it. And two things are kind of coming out with this. Fundamentally, it works, and it's really, really simple. It almost feels like after having all 32,000 buttons on a Harmony remote, it feels like there's a little bit less available or going on with it. And because it's so simple, it's, you know, it's kind of like if you're used to a regular television remote and using an Apple TV remote, you know, you may be convinced that there's stuff missing that you need, but mostly it's like, oh, I have to change a weird setting on my projector, which was probably going to require me getting the projector remote control anyway, just to make it simple. It's $249.
Wow.
Which, yeah, that's the part I think is kind of difficult. Not because that's sort of an unprecedented price for a Harmony remote, because, you know, the top of the line Harmony remotes are running, You know, Harmony Companion is $150. The Harmony Elite is $350. That's their top of the line device. A basic Harmony Hub is $99 if you just want to control things with your smartphone. And then they have stuff that's inexpensive as the Harmony 350, which is their most basic remote. That's $50. The Harmony 665 is $70. What's kind of challenging for me about this one is it feels kind of cheap. I've heard some complaints. Some people are kind of frustrated that it doesn't have a phone remote for it. But quite frankly, I hate using my phone to control my home theater. You know, I find it more useful to be able to use a physical control, and it's easier on my family and people who visit. But I will say for $250, you know, you have a blaster that goes by your equipment. You have an extender. You know, to put stuff into, for example, my case, my blaster is inside my media closet. My extender is hanging outside, cleverly hidden so that it will activate my projector. But for $250, I would like it to feel a little less cheap. It feels durable. It feels solid. It feels very, very loud when ALEXA answers you. And of course, you can do all the stuff like, you know, what's the weather? You know, what time is it in Uzbekistan? You know, all those odd questions people ask Amazon Alexa. Sorry. You know, but for $250, I want it to feel more solid. I'm a little frustrated by that. And the more I play with it, the more I'm like, you know, this is a premium price and it works very, very well. It does what it's supposed to do, absolutely. But it would be nice if it didn't feel so damn cheap in my hands. Also, there have been a couple updates to the app that I am catching up on. It would be nice to be able to control the volume of ALEXA when it responds, because it can seem very, very loud around midnight when the rest of the house is sleeping and I'm quietly watching something that, you know, is not kid friendly or family approved. But interesting to see them moving in that direction. First Harmony remote we've seen in a very, very long time, and a different and more simplified tack than we've seen Logitech traveling on with the Harmony lineup. Also, I was kind of amazed to see how many Harmony, you know, remotes are still counting this one. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 remotes in the Harmony lineup. Again, running from $50 to $350. So they are hitting all of the notes, if you will. Not like a motherboard manufacturer with 34 new motherboards, but that's right, a lot of remote options. And still, you know, by far my favorite way to control a home theater, especially if you have a complicated one with lots of moving parts and devices.